Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis here with me, and it's your chance to join us. If you have not played the Harris Challenge in the last 60 days, now is your chance to get in here, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on your cell phone, *KTRS. And we're rolling right into our first contestant for the challenge today, and it says up on the screen, your name is Maverick.
That's right.
I enjoyed your work in Top Gun very much.
Oh, hell, that was Maverick before the world ever heard of him.
Okay. Maverick, tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. It's a unique thing in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Looking to get married, looking to do it your own way, look at what's the beginning. At Brother Maverick, 413@yahoo.com.
Okay. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. You'll see the categories come spilling out. There are five of them inside there. You'll get to choose from the first three, led, of course, by our weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two, with Mother's Day just 2 days away, we have Mom, You're in the Title. Or category three, Government in Action.
Mom, you're in the title.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I'm going to ask Maverick five questions worth 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 points. So there's a total of 15 points. He only has to get half of them to win, half of the points, that is. So really 8 or better, because you can't get 7.5. He'll have to get 8 or better to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for him by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul, we have 1 dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Also from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have free movie passes. You might want to go see The Avengers. This is good in 2D or 3D. Or we have Hot Pursuit, and we have a few others to pick from.
All right.
Plus, if you get the clean sweep,
yes, all 15 points, you earn
a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park, 706 DeMunn in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a new bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sundays. Check jimmyscafe.com.
My wife and I were just there a couple of weeks ago, and you and your girlfriend went there a few nights ago,
went
right?
there Monday night for her birthday, yeah.
Did you have the flash fried spinach?
Oh, yes.
Everybody has to, don't they?
It is so good.
And how many crack sticks did you eat?
Oh, I almost finished that whole thing off. You can't stop eating
I know. That's why I call them the crack sticks.
I know.
They're really just spicy pieces of spaghetti.
Yeah.
But they leave them out there on the table for everybody. And
one, so good.
Yeah, I still contend it's impossible to only eat one. It's more than a Lay's potato chip. You cannot just eat just
one
of
those. Can't.
Jimmy's on the Park. We're happy to have them as part of the show. All right, your category, Maverick, is Mom, You're in the Title. 60 seconds on the clock.
What happened?
I'd like to make a call. Oh. Please hang up and try again.
Maverick decided he didn't want to play.
Oh.
No,
either
you know
that
what?
Or he put his girlfriend on.
That was Lady Maverick. You know what? We probably just had a phone problem there. So, Maverick, if you call us back, we'll give you a chance to play. In the meantime, how about you, Jim? Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to wish a happy Mother's Day to my wife and my mother and all the other mothers out there.
Well, say your wife and mom's names.
Diane and Gwen.
Okay. Now, since he didn't take the Mom, You're in the Title category, I'll put it back in the mix. You can have it if you want, or Have You Been Paying Attention, or Government in Action.
Let's do the paying attention.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Jim. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which quarterback's name appears prominently in a report issued this week by investigator Ted Wells?
Tom Brady.
Correct. What's the first name of the baby girl born to Kate Middleton and Prince William?
Catherine, I don't know.
Charlotte. What was delivered to the St. Louis Zoo by FedEx this week? 100,000 pounds of monkey chow, a polar bear, or a new pylon spelling Z-O-O for the front entrance?
Polar bear.
Yeah, named Cully. Four-pointer. Who hit his 661st career home run this week, passing Willie Mays to move into fourth on the all-time list?
A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez.
Correct. Where was a 101-year-old man rescued from earthquake rubble this week?
Nepal.
That's correct. And Jim, you got them all but the two-pointer. You didn't know Charlotte, but you didn't need it to get 13 points and be a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and we'll move on to our next contestant. Hello, Larry.
Hi, how you doing, Paul?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, like your last caller, I just want to wish all the moms out there a happy Mother's Day, including my wife and mother to our two kids, Debbie Fisher.
Okay. Which category would you like here, Larry? We've got Mom, You're in the Title, Government in Action, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week.
Let's go, Mom, You're in the Title.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Larry, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which action movie star played Estelle Getty's son in the 1992 movie Stop or My Mom Will Shoot?
Sylvester Stallone.
Correct. Which showbiz mom did Faye Dunaway play in the 1981 classic Mommy Dearest?
Joan Crawford.
Correct. Who played the hot-looking extraterrestrial in the 1988 movie My Stepmother is an Alien?
Was that Gina Davis?
It was Kim Basinger. Who played Michael Keaton's wife in the 1983 movie Mr. Mom? You can pass if you want.
Pass.
Which Married with Children star appeared in the 1991 movie Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead?
Christina Applegate.
Right. Okay. Michael Keaton's wife in Mr. Mom.
Jessica Lange.
It was Terry Garr. But the good news for you, Larry, is 1 plus 2 plus 5 is 8 points. You're just past the threshold and you're a winner.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Maverick's back.
All right. Congratulations to Larry. Maverick, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he just took your mom category.
I know. I got all the questions right.
Should we just give him the prizes? Can we do that?
No, even what was the one he missed?
Terry Garr.
Terry Garr, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can't give you the prizes for that, but you can choose from these three categories. Government in Action, Multiple Choice Week, it's another Mother's Day category, Animal Moms.
Let's go with Multiple Choice Week.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which fictional character is McDonald's bringing back with a new look? Ronald McDonald, Grimace, or the Hamburglar?
Hamburglar.
Correct. In what Middle Eastern country have fighting factions agreed to a 5-day ceasefire starting Tuesday? Yemen, Afghanistan, or Libya?
Yemen.
Correct. Why did a woman file a $5 million lawsuit against United Airlines this week? A, she couldn't watch TV in her seat. B, the flight attendants didn't bring her a drink. Or C, the pilot's announcements kept waking her up.
Probably the pilot's announcements.
No, it was the TV. Which of these words were churned to a passenger who left it at the TSA checkpoint at the Newark, New Jersey airport? A, a hand grenade. B, a 20-pound bag of potatoes. Or C, a $100,000 gold diamond watch.
$100,000 gold diamond watch.
Correct. What did Brian Clay, a gold medal winning Olympian, use to pull his daughter's tooth with? A shot put, a discus, or a javelin?
Probably a javelin.
Brian Clay won a gold medal in Beijing in 2008 and a silver medal in Athens in 2004 in the javelin. And yes, he tied a string around it and the other end to his daughter's loose tooth right there in front. And they went to the park and he hurled it and she reached up and said, oh, yes, Daddy, it came out. It's a very cute video if you want to look for it online. Let's see how you did here. Oh, the only one you missed was the woman who filed the lawsuit because United Airlines didn't give her a TV feed at her seat. The lawsuit was filed in federal court this week, says that United did not notify passengers that Wi-Fi and DirecTV are inoperable when the flight is outside the continental U.S. or flying above a body of water. This woman was flying from San Juan, Puerto Rico to Newark, New Jersey. She says she paid $7.99 for DirecTV on the flight, but only had service for 10 minutes. United says, it's on our website. And if I'm on a jury, I give the woman not $5 million, but $7.99 back for certain. Let's see.
Yeah, boo-hoo.
That's the only one you missed, Maverick. So you got 12 points. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by while I move on to our fourth contestant now. Hello, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
Oh, I just wanted to say hey to everybody out there.
Are you a mom, Mary?
No, I'm not a mom.
Okay, well.
I'm not a wife. I'm not any of that.
Okay. But you're a contestant on the Harris Challenge, the most important category a woman can achieve.
Exactly.
Which category would you like? Government in action. Some people say that's government in action. Or you can have animal moms.
I will go with animal moms.
All right, Mary, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. When a mother opossum gives birth, which of these would you need to hold her entire litter? A teaspoon, a filing cabinet, or a Honda Civic?
A teaspoon.
Correct. How many days can a newborn caribou baby outrun its mother after birth? 3, 13, or 33?
13.
3. If you're a dolphin mom, how long do you nurse your child? 2 months, 12 months, or 2 years?
12 months.
2 years. What part of their body do penguin mothers use to keep their newborns off the frozen ground?
Their feet.
Correct. Which animal often gives birth while standing, so the newborn's first experience outside the womb is a 6-foot drop? Is it an elephant, a giraffe, or an emu?
A giraffe.
The correct answer is the giraffe, Mary, and you've got yourself 10 points for a win, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Stand by, have a great weekend, and we'll bring in our final contestant today. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Go ahead, use the time to plug something.
You know, I'd like to just say Happy Mother's Day to my lovely wife and mother of my child.
Who has no name.
She has a name, Mary.
Okay. We have one category left here, Mike, government in action, and I don't want to put any pressure on you, but no one has been punished today.
Well, yeah, no pressure at all, is there?
None at all. 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In a victory for the ACLU, which federal agency's collection of phone records of Americans was ruled illegal by an appeals court this week?
NSA.
Correct. According to a report issued this week, at what federal agency were 1,600 employees found to have avoided paying their taxes between 2004 and 2013?
I'm going to have to say the IRS.
Correct. For 1 point each, name the 3 Republicans who announced their candidacy for the presidency this week.
Oh...
You can pass if you want.
Huckabee.
Huckabee is one.
Huckabee is one. Carly Fiorina.
Carly Fiorina, I'll give it to you.
And passing the third one now.
What's the name of the British Prime Minister whose party won another majority in this week's elections in the UK?
David...
You want the 5-pointer?
Yeah.
In what state is it illegal? Well, we're going to run out of time. In what state, here's the question you would have gotten. In what state is it illegal for senators to look other senators in the eye during floor debate? This is not a joke. In one state, you're not allowed to look other senators in the eye. You have to look at the president of the state senate, not at the other people around you.
I didn't hear that one, so I wouldn't know.
It was Minnesota. David Cameron is the Prime Minister of the UK, and Ben Carson was the third guy who will not be elected president from the GOP. None of those three will. I don't know who the GOP candidate will be, but none of those three will be it. So let's see how you did here, Mike. You got 1 for Huckabee, 1 for Fiorina, 1 for the NSA, and 2 for the IRS. And unfortunately, that's only 6 points below the punishment threshold.
Ouch.
And so, Mike, I am going to punish you. And since this is Mother's Day weekend, I looked for a movie about moms, and then this flashed back to me from the movie called Parenthood. It's a song that Rick Moranis sings to the mother of his children when he interrupts her at the class she's teaching at her school one day.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
This is your earworm for the weekend.
Stars,
this will be stuck in your head all weekend.
The sky. Every time you walk by, just like me, they long to be close to you.
Here comes the best part.
On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true. So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden sunlight in your eyes so blue. That is why all the guys in town, follow you, all around, just like me. They long to be close to you.
All right, Mr. Moranis, thank you very much. I didn't realize there was a...
Even with the punishment, it's still my highlight of my Friday, so I appreciate it, Paul.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
You too. Bye.
Oh.
Keep it going, Ian. Keep it going.
That's the Harris Challenge. We play every Friday at 5:15 exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and KTRS.com.